For all of that and more, we're joined on the air now via phone by Tom Stevens, the mayor of Hillsboro. Mayor, how are you?
I am well, Aaron. Good afternoon.
And survey results came out last week, I think it was, right? We talked about them a little bit on the air, but what were some of the key numbers that you saw coming out of that survey?
Well, it was quite affirming. I think that we are on the right track. I think the one that sort of blew me out of the water, that on 48 different items compared to other communities under 30,000 people, Hillsboro scored better than average on 47 of those, and something like, more than 5% better than, on 46 of them. So Hillsboro, compared to other communities under 30,000 people, scored very, very well. One of them, the overall quality of local government services, the average for towns is about 46%. Hillsboro had 82%. That's 35% more than the typical town. I think it was very affirming that the overall ratings of the community, just overwhelming. This is a great place to live. It's a great place to raise children. It's a great place to visit. It's a great place to retire. It's a great place to play. Where you start getting, some pushback is, as a place to start a business. 23% were not particularly happy with that. And yet, we had, over 37% said it was a great place to start a business. So for quality of life, for neighborhood life, for the appearance of Hillsboro, just very, very high ratings. And the things that we heard about are really no surprise. People are concerned about development. They're concerned about business development, although we rate pretty high. They're concerned about the ease of travel. That's maybe where we did the poorest. And we know that, there's only two places across the river. There's just some inherent things in our geography that's always going to make transportation a challenge. Overall, great results, and they are available on the website, hillsboronc.gov. For anybody who wants to really dig into the material, you can find the entire report right there. It's a lot there. I think we're still looking at it, and we'll be looking at it through the next year as we get into our budget session and our planning for the upcoming year.
And it's going to be a big year coming up. Town board meeting is tonight at 7:00 in the Witted Building down the road from the town barn, with a lot of different items on the agenda, right? A couple of reports on tourism, economic development, arts, two public hearings. What are some of the big highlights?
Well, as you said, one of the highlights, I and Commissioners Kathleen Ferguson and Jen Weaver will be renewing our oaths of office.
Yep.
And we'll have a little reception. We expect about five different presentations. I think you've probably already spoken on the air about the Arts Commission report in Orange County. We're going to get some very specific Hillsboro information. The preview that I've seen of it is that Hillsboro just compares really, really well compared to other communities that are benchmarked, but also in terms of the investments that our local nonprofits make. We get, more than a dollar for every dollar that is spent privately and for, on tickets and on food and other goods. So it really is a real important part of our economy. We get in a quarterly report about economic development. This is something new that we've been doing for the last year. So that will be very informative. The public hearings are about some big projects that we have, and mostly about finance. I don't know. These are big ticket items. Typically, we won't have a whole lot of people coming out to speak about those, but we certainly invite people to do that. This is going to be regarding the phase two, the expansion of our reservoir, and also for some of the cost of financing the town hall renovations. We've been meeting in the town barn for a long time, and everybody who's ever been to a meeting there knows that it's a small space. There's no place in the room that you can actually see everybody in the commissioners. So we desperately have needed, you know, for a long time, a new meeting spot, and this is what those renovations will do. And then some reports, and particularly the update on what's called the CMAQ sidewalk connections. You might think about that as the West Hill Hillsborough version of the sidewalk improvements that we just completed downtown. We've been talking about this CMAQ, that stands for Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality. That's where the funding for this project is coming from. And this is going to make some improvements down in the commercial area where Hillsborough Barbecue, Nash Street Tavern, Mystery Brew Pub, Paul's at the Corner, the New Wits Place, provide some curbing, will provide sidewalk extensions to get into the Riverwalk, and also that last little tiny connection from Riverwalk, so it connects up to the street and you can walk to Eno Mountain. So there's going to be a lot of information at tonight's board meeting, and for that reason and because of the ceremony, we are holding it at the Witted Building.
And hillsboroughnc.gov is the town's website, so you can go there to get more information. What do we know about the cost of those projects? You mentioned CMAQ, the sidewalk developments in West Hillsborough, expanding the reservoir, renovating the town barn. How much of an expense, and how much energy is going to go into that?
Well, what we're finding, and this is true for governments across the country, and somewhat, you know, and partly due to the economy, partly due because of all the storms that happened in North Carolina, that you know, there's building materials are expensive. The cost of labor, just even finding contractors, is really a challenge. And the cost of trying to do any kind of building has just skyrocketed in the last year. And we're finding that's impacting the CMAQ project. It's impacting the reservoir project. It certainly impacted the sidewalk project that we had downtown. And so we're struggling with this. These are all things that, you know, kind of need to be done. We've already got some pretty big investments in this. We're trying to go back and go to the drawing board and see where we can find savings. But what we're finding out is we had actually set up some financing, and we're having to expand some of the financing. And it's a real concern of us. We already have a pretty tight budget. These are very, very important infrastructure projects. They're only going to get more expensive if we don't do them. But it's a real problem right now. And I think this is true in the private sector as well as the, in local governments. Just the cost of doing any kind of building development right now is pretty high.
And I know we're talking about that too, obviously, with Chapel Hill Carver City Schools and their two big development, their two big construction projects, and they got to pick one or the other. What is this? And you mentioned this is kind of a larger thing than just in our community. And I know we've talked about, or I've talked with people about, just the shortage of skilled labor for construction projects and the economy being where it is. We're seeing economic growth, especially this year, and costs are going up for that reason. And there's a number of other factors that go into that as well. Is there an indication as to what the biggest factor is?
Well, you know, and I haven't made a full study of it, but I think it's all those things combined. Mm-hmm. It is not about poor planning. It is really the, you know, right now there's a fairly booming economy, and particularly in this area in North Carolina in the Triangle, there is, you know, quite a bit of growth and development. I believe all the hurricanes that we've had, certainly, you know, the flooding we had in North Carolina a year ago, but all the things that are happening sort of across the entire Southeast, there's a lot of rebuilding going on. And there's a huge demand for materials and a huge demand for labor. And as you mentioned, there's already a labor shortage of truck drivers and skilled carpenters and electricians and, machinery operators. And so all those things are driving up the cost. One of the issues that we run into in Hillsborough, this was true for the downtown project and was very true for the West Hillsborough CMAQ project, is relative to some other things, they're smaller projects. And they're also somewhat complicated. And we want to, you know, well, we want them to do it just this way so it doesn't really impact – negatively the businesses and the residents. And so, you know, contractors can in many ways pick and choose, and they're not worried about small projects. We were so fortunate to have Sunrock and local Summit Consulting, and the contractors that we have been able to have been just phenomenal to work with and have been fabulous in spite of this environment. And in fact, this is the thing that, you know, we're just not getting the bids. You know, fortunately, we had some good contractors to work with. The bad news is it's getting to be more expensive.
Talking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Mayor, before we let you go, what else is coming up in Hillsborough that people ought to know about?
Oh, well, I would, as we talk about every week, Aaron, visit hillsboroughnc.com is the place to go for events. You know, we had a fabulous Hillsborough home tour yesterday. Our restaurants and establishments are having music venues throughout the week. Restaurants are having specials. Different groups are having tours. Really stay tuned for the upcoming Lantern Walk on the 21st. There's Christmas concerts coming up, like the Berlin Brothers concert that's happening in about 2 weeks. So we've tried to stage things in Hillsborough so there's a sort of ongoing activity and happenings in the shops and activities spread out throughout the month. So I encourage people to go to the Visit Hillsborough NC website, but just come on out to Hillsborough and visit the restaurants and sidewalks. The shops are just having a blast with windows and the holiday season. So it's just a good place to visit, and then you can pick up on some of the special events like the Lantern Walk or some of the Christmas concerts that are coming up.
Visit hillsboroughnc.com for events and happenings, hillsboroughnc.gov for government stuff, town board meeting tonight at 7 o'clock in the Witted Building. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you.